peace of mind. You will be safe and your system will be reliable and ready when the cold weather comes.
Or sign up for a United Maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% discount on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and longer lifespan.
Make sure your heater is ready and safe. Call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best-priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
October 12th is International Moment of Frustration Scream Day. Citizens of the world are encouraged to go outside at noon and scream to release their frustrations. You know what frustrates me? Trying to eat my lunch when everyone around me is screaming their fool heads off. Try to enjoy International Moment of Frustration Scream Day. From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
At four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. American pastor Andrew Brunson has left Turkey following a court ruling that convicted him on terror charges, but also set him free. Brunson's expected to first fly to an American base in Germany, then to Andrews Air Force Base, where he should land tomorrow morning. Back in positive territory. After 2 days of big losses, stock indexes closed higher today. The Dow up 287, but still posting its biggest weekly loss in 6 months. The S&P gaining 38, the NASDAQ up 167. Facebook says hackers accessed data from 29 million users as part of the security breach affecting 50 million accounts disclosed 2 weeks ago. Hackers were able to get names, email addresses, or phone numbers from those 29 million. They were also able to get hometowns, addresses, birthdays, and recent searches of 14 million of those. This is Fox News.
No more we report, you decide.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Yes, you failed at community theater, dinner theater, and as an usher at the movie theater. But now, it's Halloween, and the local haunted house needs an actor
to play a monster of mediocrity.
Scaring the crap out of little kids is an art.
It's the part you were born to play, yeah.
So the next time you're accosted by a maniacal master thespian with a plastic axe reciting Shakespeare to screaming children, ignore your punch reflex and cheer on Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor, a real American hero.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Hey, they want you for the lead in next year's Renaissance Fair. Congrats.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Well, other than the fact that I asked the government for help and got it in 48 hours, which... You can ask Joey. I've been jitty, as Al Sharpton would say, all afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The thing I was really hoping to see today was a little in the market. It did, and here to tell us more is Mr. Right on the Money, Brad. Grant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald, I'm glad to see not only were the breaks applied to this negativity from the week, but it was a pretty good game today, too.
No, it really was. It really was. The thing I liked about it more than anything else, I guess, is several things. One, it's a Friday. You know, typically portfolio managers, you know, they just do not like to be long or in any sort of positions, especially after the crazy week we've had. They don't want to go through a weekend like that and, you know, risk what might be waiting on them on Monday. But yet, no, they stepped in and took positions, took advantage of the weakness. And then, two, we bounced around all day, but we closed on a strong note, which was a good sign. So, I've studied this. I've read all the commentary, listened to the various pundits, talked to my friends around the country. And I just think that what you got is a pretty simple situation, really, in my mind. Very strong economic data, very strong fundamentals. No question that we've got some headwinds here as the markets, the overall equity markets, grapple with rates that are beginning to normalize. And when cost of capital goes up, that just creates a reset, if you will, in valuations in various sectors. It doesn't mean the whole market. And I think that's kind of going on. I think the tariff thing and all of that is kind of hanging over the market as well.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I just don't think that this is going to be a really bad scenario. I just don't think that this is one of those situations where you see a massive correction or a humongous sell-off. There's nothing to really justify it. There's just not. There's way too much good news out there. And so, all in all, we have taken advantage of it. We've moved some stuff around here and there, taken advantage of weakness in some of the various themes or individual names or various sectors that we really, really like a lot. And that's kind of the good thing about these types of markets, is you get a chance to take advantage of some things that you might not get otherwise. And so all in all, good. I was actually convinced that we would go lower again today, just because, again, negative week, you know, very volatile week, and being a Friday.
Look, and I'm not saying this in any way, shape, or form as a put down on what you do. It's the people, and you see it in virtually every walk. I see it in radio. A radio station does something and it works, and 50 other stations will copy it because they're muddling along and they'll, okay, we'll try that. You see it in sports and baseball. Well, the team made it to the World Series with this approach, so why don't we scrap ours and do this? There are so many people who are incapable of independent thinking. They behave like lemmings. So when something frightens them, they all kind of, you know, walk off the cliff with the group.
Right.
If you will. And that was my concern, is, this fear is going to spread, and we'll see yet even more negativity today. So that's why I was quite pleased to see the brakes put on it and a nice bounce back, and hopefully we'll see incremental gains in the days ahead. That'd be a nice way to wrap up October.
Yeah, no, I think we will. I really do think we will. And I've said this before on the show, but I think it's important for everyone to remember. It's not really the market. It's what happens with individual companies that are trading every day. And if you think about great companies like Amazon, and then Netflix and Microsoft and Apple and all these big-time tech companies that have led the way for the last two or three years, nothing's really changed fundamentally with those companies. But then you start thinking about certain sectors. Okay, maybe Caterpillar is going to have a tough time with these tariffs that the president's put on the Chinese. I mean, Caterpillar, Deere, a lot of these industrial companies that do business over there, they may have to, you know, guide down a little bit. I mean, there's no question about it. So what you're seeing is a little bit of rotation, and I just think that it's going to be okay. I really do. The U.S. economy is in great shape. But we do live in a global economy, a global financial marketplace, and at the end of the day, we have to sort of deal with all these things head on. And I'd also say this. I just don't see this trade thing lasting forever. I do think that we're going to get something done. It's not going to happen before the midterms. It's not going to happen this year, most likely. But I do think it's going to be a topic that will be heavily discussed in the first quarter of 19. And I will say, if we can get some resolution there, then I think this market is going to really rip higher. Just because, Larry Kudlow today, came out and further talked about President Trump's real position on this. Trump doesn't even want tariffs. He wants everyone to have zero tariffs. That's his preference.
Mm-hmm.
He would like for every major trading nation out there to have no boundaries when it comes to trade, to have a truly free global system with no tariffs and an equal playing field. But we don't have that. And China certainly has not been doing that for the last two decades, and it's got to stop. So this is really just the U.S. pushing back on decades of leadership that has ignored the problem coming out of China, and Trump's the only president that's been willing to really take it on.
Yeah.
And that's what we're dealing with.
Well, we're not getting bent over by the rest of the world. That's just in a matter of trade, but, participation in NATO and these organizations where we're picking up the tab enough. It's great that we have a guy that's capable of sending that message. I love it. I want more of it, four more years of it.
Right.
And I'm pretty convinced at this point we'll get it, too. Looking at midterm trends and everything, there's not going to be a blue wave. There's going to be a blue puddle of tears, but not a blue wave.
Well, I think you're exactly right. There's no question. I mean, before all this stuff with Kavanaugh came down, everyone was thinking it was going to be a blowout on the House and that the Senate might.
No.
But, that really mobilized the GOP and Republican voters. And I think they're spit-fight mad over what happened and how that whole thing went down.
Plus, we're seeing a whole new life in people like McConnell and Lindsey Graham and Susan Collins and others who have said, wait a minute. No, I can't reach across. This is no longer a bipartisan group. They're crazy. And I'm not going to be a part and participle to that kind of behavior. At 14 after 4, it's great to end the week on a positive note. If you would like to become managerial about the money you work so hard to make, give this man a call. Brant McDonald at 387-0094. Schedule a meeting, sit down and meet the incredible team he's put together at McDonald & Hagan Wealth Management and start planning your financial future. I would make that call right now. 387-0094. And Brant, we will talk again Monday. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, a message from one of your clients, by the way.
War Eagle!
Oh, I love it. We need it. It's not been so great.
Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Take care.
By the way, the Tennessee-Auburn game is our Duncan & Son Predictathon game of the week. You can win 6 works certificates. 6. That's oil changes, complete service on the vehicle, worth $300 if you post the correct outcome on this game. Be the first to do it. It's on my Facebook page. Scroll down. By the way, I just posted, you've heard me mention that that Rich was at Arlington National Cemetery today for the burial of his brother. And I hope you'll take a moment, visit my page, and take a look at that clip. What a week it's been for him, because he's been up till incredibly late hours, worried sick about this hurricane, and then hoping that it would not interfere with his ability to get to this service today, this full military service for his brother. Knowing Rich, he would have done whatever's necessary to get there, but still, keep him in your thoughts today. He has been through it. 4:15 is the time on News Talk 93.1 FM. Folks who did get hit hard, and that includes folks in L.A., Lower Alabama. Those who survive a situation like that, the conditions to the south, kind of similar to what my daughter and her husband went through with Irma last year, lots of power outages, and those can happen under regular summer thunderstorms. They can happen on a beautiful day. Somebody can hit a squirrel. That just happened in the Northeast. A big fat shut down power to 500,000 people. And it smelled like fried squirrel near that substation for a while. There's a lot of ways you can lose your power. When you have a Generac backup generator from Mr. Electric, it kicks right in. And it's strong enough, powerful enough to power a 2,500 square foot home. Would you not be interested in something like that for your house? To have that kind of backup and support. And not just for your immediate convenience, but I would think that that would make that house a lot more attractive on the market, too, when you know you can sell it with this incredible technology built into it. Call Mr. Electric for that or any other information if your panel is getting old. Follow the fire safety prevention tips from Mr. Electric, for starters. But if your panel is getting old or you're hearing humming sounds in places where you shouldn't, call them. Have it addressed immediately. You can get $200 off on a panel upgrade through the end of October from Mr. Electric. 269-8886. Talk to the magical Wendy about your needs. These are just one incredible group of people with top-notch customer service and expertise to boot. 269-8886 or MrElectric.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit FormalOutings.com.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, South Boulevard in front of Baptist South. There is an accident down there. Watch out for that. Everything else looking fairly decent. There is a little bit of traffic around the boulevard, kind of stop and go stuff around some of the major intersections, but nothing that's going to hold you up for very long. 65 and 85 are both speed limit rides. Atlanta Highway looking pretty good, and the 31s are all clear. Where can you shop and there's something for everybody? Festival Plaza. Stop by the Mellow Mushroom, Winger Sports Grill, and the AMC Movie Theater. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The U.S. Senate has confirmed an Alabama man for the federal bench. The Senate confirmed Lyles Burke of Arab to serve as a federal judge for the Northern District of Alabama. Two women have been arrested and charged with capital murder in the shooting death of a Montgomery man last week. Chantarika Goldsby and Lucy Smith have been charged in the October 3rd shooting death of Terry Talley. Residents of Mexico Beach, Florida that stayed during the storm are emerging from the debris with harrowing tales. Others who evacuated are coming to grips with the fact that much of their community was destroyed by Hurricane Michael. Hit head-on by the storm, numerous homes in this Gulf Coast resort town of about 1,190 people were shattered or ripped from their foundations. And that is a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm happy to say this new fall weather pattern we've fallen into will roll on and on for tonight. Clear skies, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. That's some nice fall air. Tomorrow, more sunshine, upper 70s. Tomorrow night's low in the upper 50s. Then on Sunday, more sunshine, beautiful, low humidity, high around 83. And Monday and Tuesday, the nice weather pattern continues. Another reinforcing cool front will arrive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of Montgomery.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let me go ahead and jump to the big news on the river this week. We got a lot going on. First of all, we're flying in some live Maine lobsters, and we're having a lobster boil this weekend. That's right. They should be here Friday morning. So we'll start Friday and Saturday having a lobster boil. And if you can't make it down here and eat with us and got your tailgate going on, we'll show up with some lobsters and see what everybody don't crowd around your tent. Also, we got Miss Freddie this Sunday afternoon. That's right. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, this lady was nominated for the best female singer in the blues this year, and we won't get her out here at the Capitol Oyster Bar and listen to some of that beautiful singing. So y'all check all that out at CapitolOysterBar.com. We got a menu. Also shows you on there where you can rent you a pontoon boat and cruise up and down this beautiful Alabama River. And all that gets going soon, so get on down here hungry and come soon. We're going to be looking for you.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You're going to be scared right out of your pants.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro without the mask. Or Batman on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Blah, blah.
It is 425 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I would love somebody who visits Dollar General or one of those kind of places.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a place that has capes, just capes, that are real cheap, like 99 cents or something like that, or a dollar, like at the dollar store, let me know, because I want to do Discount Dracula night on Halloween night at Baumhauer's.
That would be fantastic.
I think it would be, too. You could go as a naughty woman in a cape. Or Batman on laundry day. I think that's what I want to be, Batman on laundry day. There's Maxine Waters with a big mouth open on TV. It's always open, and it's got nothing but crap coming out. This is a new ad. The RNC has found its nutsack. There's no better way to put it. This is an ad, and it starts with the former top law enforcement officer of the United States telling people to kick the opposition, advocating violence. The despicable Mr. Holder is in the lead. Let's give this a listen. I haven't heard it yet.
When they go low, we kick them.
And if you see anybody in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be. You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about.
Get up and please,
oh, there's particles.
Get up in the face of some Congress people.
Is this the quote-unquote mob?
The left, an unhinged mob. And the audacity of somebody like Hillary or, you know, why there should be uprisings all over. It's like saying, wink, wink, nod, nod, go ahead. And I think it's inherent in most people not to be that way. We felt like we were under attack in 2009 during Obama's first term. We didn't do this stuff. Clawing at the Supreme Court door like a bunch of hungry animals. We did it at the ballot box. But I think what's happening here, for the RNC to run an ad that graphic, clearly showing that these people are absolutely crazy. That goes back to the video that we started with today about walking away, like this guy.
But also, we've seen a lot of increase in donations for both Democrats and Republicans. So apparently, the whole confirmation battle has really fired up both sides. Some are predicting a red wave. Some are predicting a blue wave. What do you think?
I never really like to voice in on that question, and here's the reason why. I tell everybody that I talk to that we should proceed as if we absolutely do not have this in the bag.
Right.
That it's so important that everyone get out and vote. We cannot be complacent. We cannot be arrogant and assume that, you know, we've got this, everything's under control. It's everybody's duty and obligation to get out on November 6th and vote. And I encourage everyone to vote red for the very reasons that you've just said.
What these crazy ass Democrats are doing is not helping their cause, not one bit. And most of the people you'll see in these videos acting out like savages, they're getting paid to do it. Where do they get the time off? What kind of a job do you have? I'm going to go down and claw at the Supreme Court door. I won't be in today. Really? They're nuts. And for Hillary to say, well, if we're back in control, we'll be civil. No. No, you're not civilized. You are a political whore who belongs in jail. And you may get there. I don't doubt for a second that Trump has considered that. And maybe the only reason that bitch is not in jail is because he doesn't want to set the country on fire because he knows exactly how these a-holes are going to act. But at some point, enough is enough. Handcuff them all together. Clinton and Comey and the two lovers, Stroke and Page, and the whole lot of them. And perp walk them. And don't put them in a nice federal prison. Put them in a jail cell for 24 hours so they can think about it, and then hit them with an exorbitant bail. This is not civil discourse. This is inciting. And I don't believe that that's legal. And I don't believe that that is particularly covered by free speech. You can believe whatever you want. I've always said, if people don't understand what the Nazis stood for in World War II and what the neo-Nazis stand for today, they'll come back. History repeats itself. But they're of an opinion, and Herschel Walker today, former NFL star, supported Kanye's decision to visit Trump in the White House. And there's more and more of this happening, and this is freaking them out because, sadly, blacks have been reliably Democrat for 60 years. As LBJ said they would. And there's an awakening going on. And the awakening is, you know, now that I think about it, you really haven't done anything for us. Boholt.
You know, LBJ is disgusting and despicable, and that predates me, but he's my least favorite president. And, I mean, it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Secondly, these people on the left that are calling for all this, and I know I'm friends with liberals who are not that way, but they're full of shaving cream, which is my request for the day, if I can get that in there.
I'm pasting it in at the end of this break we're going into.
Great. But my question is, how did we get to where these people actually can hold positions of authority? And, I mean, it didn't happen overnight. I don't know how we got there. And a lot of this predates me, and it may predate you, but... Yeah, I've tried to study it and figure out.
Make no mistake that it's always been there. I think at a very minuscule level, but the division that we keep hearing about in the media, most of this was put into overdrive by Barack Hussein Obama. Period. He's the community organizer. That's the guy that wants the fundamental transformation of America, and if we have to get it by violence, well, then so be it.
I think you're right, but you know, even before him, I mean, it was lying there. I won't say dormant, but you know, it was there. But I just don't understand how people can think that way, and where the lack of
It. I used to be able to stand in a Democrat's shoe. That's why we could have a decent debate, but I can't now. Not the kind of Democrats I'm seeing. Maxine Waters.
I agree.
Only an imbecile would vote for somebody that hate-filled and ignorant.
Oh, that she is.
All right, Bolt, we got to run. You want to be a Baumhauer's big shot?
Absolutely.
Month and date?
January 8th.
Okay, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. That's how you get into our Baumhauer's big shot drawing. It'll be Wednesday around 3:20. We always say that. We usually forget and then don't do it till 3:30, but the next drawing... The registration ends with the end of Tuesday's show, and it's a big party tray of wings and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. And you can let Joey know when you call. Now we have traffic, news, weather, Fox Business, and then we're back with a big pile of shaving cream.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. An update on the accident on the South Boulevard in front of Baptist South. 4 cars involved there, and there are injuries involved as well. So be very careful there. Traffic beginning to stack up. Also on the East Boulevard, northbound and southbound, between Vaughn Road and Atlanta Highway. There's a pretty good bit of traffic in there. So careful if you're coming through that way. Interstate systems look pretty good, though. Don't settle for less. Get a certified pre-owned Toyota from Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. Great savings and great vehicles at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. 2 women have been arrested and charged with capital murder in the shooting death of a Montgomery man last week. Shantarika Goldsby and Lucy Smith have been charged in the October 3rd shooting death of Terry Talley. The U.S. Senate has confirmed an Alabama man for the federal bench. The Senate confirmed Lyles Burke of ARAB to serve as a federal judge for the Northern District of Alabama. Residents of Mexico Beach, Florida that stayed during the storm are emerging from the debris with harrowing tales. Others who evacuated are coming to grips with the fact that much of their community was destroyed by Hurricane Michael. Hit head-on by the storm, numerous homes in this Gulf Coast resort town of about 1,190 people were shattered or ripped from their foundations. And that is a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm happy to say this new fall weather pattern we've fallen into will roll on and on. For tonight, clear skies, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. That's some nice fall air. Tomorrow, more sunshine, upper 70s. Tomorrow night's low in the upper 50s. Then on Sunday, more sunshine, beautiful, low humidity, high around 83. And Monday and Tuesday, the nice weather pattern continues. Another reinforcing cool front will arrive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Wild day on Wall Street with stocks clawing back after suffering a two-day 1,300-point-plus sell-off. The major averages having their worst week since March 23rd as investors are worried over rising interest rates, a possible economic slowdown, and increasing trade tensions. Among the Dow leaders today, consumer tech companies, which have been battered of late, the Dow closing up 287 points, the Nasdaq having its biggest one-day gain since the end of March, closing up 168. S&P 500 up 39. And several big banks kicking off the third quarter earnings season. JP Morgan Chase reporting that its profits rose by 24% from a year ago, helped by a lower tax bill and higher interest rates, which allowed it to charge more for loans to consumers and businesses alike. That was enough to make up for a less than stellar quarter in its trading business. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Julie Barsky.
The worst commercial ever.
Say, Jan, as a fellow respected small business professional, I wonder, who do you use for commercial auto and business insurance?
Progressive, of course. They helped with a customized insurance solution for my busy florist company.
I'm so glad we had this chance encounter in this busy restaurant.
Yes, that fake conversation was brutal. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast, but the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
My heart keeps skipping the beat. You're not close enough, so that space between you and me, let's lose it. The way you're dancing, swaying to the music. Girl, that body and how you move it. Every time you cross my mind, girl, I lose it.
Alexa, play the Country Heat playlist.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Yesterday we were talking about Tay-Tay, Taylor Swift's. She wants us to vote for Phil Bredesen in Tennessee, who, by the way, Project Veritas caught him in a lie because he said he would have voted for Kavanaugh. Oh, wow. No. That they infiltrated his inner circle and heard him say, no, I was just saying that to appeal to moderate Republicans in Tennessee. So that was a lie. And Taylor, with only $100 million in the bank, is terrified about what Marsha Blackburn stands for. Wiley just sent us an email off Fox News. Marsha Blackburn, thank you, Taylor Swift, is now up 14 points in Tennessee. Joey and I have a big bet.
Oh, yeah.
Joey thinks we'll hold the Senate and maybe gain a few seats, but Joey thinks the blue wave will still tip the House. And I don't think so. I would have agreed.
I think the Democrats take the House by a slight margin.
I think the Kavanaugh thing will cost them at that level, cost them any chance they had to do that. So we have bet $1.
Wow!
On the outcome of the, for November 6th.
No, we could up the stakes, like a basket of screaming eagle wings from Bomb Hours.
I'll go for that.
I'll do that.
All right. You're on.
Because then it's actually a bet. You know, a dollar's like whatever.
Joey.
Then I'll show up even if I have to work late. I'll show up Bomb Hours Wednesday night. I'll buy you some wings.
Friends, this is why people across the river region at 6 o'clock every night say,
let's listen for Joey.
Now,
but really, you're going to be the one buying me wings.
I hope.
Yeah.
I'll be happy to do it. No, I won't.
No, you'll be upset.
No, if you lose the bet, I'll give you $20 to buy me the wings. Now you have a genuine rooting it. I'll give you the $20. And you can have that in singles, fives, tens, or one big $20 bill.
Well, no matter what happens, why don't we just eat wings together?
That's right. That's the spirit of Rodney King.
Can we all get along?
No.
Can we get along?
No.
All right, we had a request. Wait,
was that Rodney King or Kanye?
That was Rodney.
Because Kanye has essentially the same message, and almost everybody on the left is like, no, we cannot get along. How dare you?
Did you see, I got to show you, you know David Blackman, the gentleman we had on our show?
Yeah.
You got to see on his Twitter feed today, there's a thing going on around called This is CNN, and it's the CNN panel dressed up as the Klan, which is exactly how they're behaving. I got to find that tweet. I'll find it. I got to show you this picture because it is truly hilarious. I'll find it. I got his Twitter.
You know, like, I watched the Kanye thing. I will say it was a little surreal at times. At times, we weave in and out from, like, absurd to, actually, that's a really interesting good point.
Look at that.
Oh, my. But the folks are very upset over it, and maybe I'll reach out to some folks who are, maybe. If it's such a joke what Kanye was doing, if he was crazy or not serious, why are you so worried? Why are you so mad? Yeah. Why are you butthurt, you big ding-dong?
You just dismiss it as, well, that's a crazy person talking. All right, let's get this Carlin request down on All Requests Friday, 272-9228. And when this is over, we'll talk to Barbara and whoever else is calling at 272-9228.
You know, we have a lot of expressions in the English language that we use all the time. Most all of us use them every day. And we never seem to examine them very closely. You know, we just say them as if they really made sense. Like, legally drunk. Well, if it's legal, what's the problem? Leave the guy alone. He's legally drunk. Selling like hotcakes. Well, is this the fastest selling item we could think of? For this figure of speech? Hotcakes? Beer, cigarettes, coffee, even eggs. You go to the average place where people are ordering breakfast, you'll find a lot more people ordering eggs than are ordering hotcakes. Well, it doesn't sound right, does it? Michael Jackson's new album is selling like eggs. People won't say that. It doesn't have the right ring to it. Undisputed heavyweight champion. Well, if it's undisputed, what's all the fighting about? To me, that's the last straw. That one doesn't seem fair to me, you know? I think you ought to warn a guy first. That's the next to the last straw. Let him know he's running out of straws. Takes the cake. Boy, he really takes the cake. Where do you take a cake? To the movies? You know where I would take a cake? Down to the bakery to see the other cakes. And how come he takes the cake? How come he don't take the pie? Pie is easier to carry than a cake. Easiest pie. Cake is not too hard to carry either. Piece of cake. Out walking the streets. You hear this when a murderer gets paroled from prison. Guy will say, now instead of being in prison, this guy is out walking the streets. How do we know? Maybe he's home watching TV. Every guy gets a parole, right? Is out walking the streets. Yeah. Sometimes they take a bus. Occasionally they steal a car. We ought to be glad. Thank God he stole a car. At least he's not out walking the streets. Fine and dandy. That's an old-fashioned one, you know? Say to a guy, how are you? He says, fine and dandy. Not me. I never say that. You know why? I'm never both of those things at the same time.
Sometimes I'm fine. Not dandy. Close to dandy. Approaching dandy. In the vicinity of dandyhood. Not quite dandy. Other times, I am indeed dandy. Not fine. One time, 1965, August, for about an hour, I was both fine and dandy at the same time. Nobody asked me how I was.
Now, there's a guy who's professionally funny, and here's one that's just funny because he's an idiot.
We all know I've had my share of prompter issues.
And here's the president meeting with a colocute.
Republicans, Grinches, launching fist full of coal. Copies of the new issue of Charlie Hebdo. He also goes by the name Michael Zihabiba. 26-year-old Nina. Phone. Raymer Romano. Honor David Letterman. He died of accidental asthma. Al-Qaeda in Yemen. The start of school has been postponed several times. Massive manhood is underway. Who spoke at a white supremacist convention? You look at the hand you're dealt with. There are not 60 Republicans after a historic to when you hear of ISIS now waterboating all over the map on immigration. Did the New England Patriots cheat to get into the big game? NFL analyst and Hall of Fame player Troy Aikens, the writer slamming President Obama for talking with YouTube celebrities. What's the latest tonight in Iowa?
Fat chicken and tongue.
Well, in Ottawa.
Floating in tricks. It is 4:53. Joey, tonight the Brewers will go for their 13th postseason victory in a row. They haven't lost since before the season ended against the L.A. Dodgers.
Yeah, it's really a good time to break out the Cracker Jacks and enjoy the game. Postseason baseball. A lot at stake.
Tom's on the line.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
I just wanted to, like I told you, I wanted to thank y'all one Monday for talking to me. I really appreciate that. But, are you there, buddy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There was the 1st of October, Joey said he was not going to drink for the month of October or maybe smoke. I didn't know he smoked.
I think it was tobacco.
No, it was tobacco, and I used to dip.
Okay. He said some habits, that's what he said, but I was just wondering.
And when he get mad, he'd spit it at me. Many a day I walked out of here with brown stains running down my front. It was awful.
Oh, my God. But what I was going to say...
You look like a spittoon when you're angry, Greg.
When I wear this shirt, I look like the Great Pumpkin.
It feels good to laugh. But what I was going to tell you, what if a beautiful woman come up to him and say, hey, will you come home with me? Was he going to give that up in life?
No.
I didn't hear him.
No, I am not giving that up. Well, I mean, it depends on how he... If it's too easy, it might be too good to be true.
One more time. Is Joey giving up women?
No! They're good old girls, man. You don't never call them nothing but good old girls.
Amen.
Alabama women are the hottest on the planet. A, they're beautiful. B, they're smart and street smart.
Yeah, all the women of Alabama.
I'm telling you, y'all have a good evening. I just wanted to mess with him.
Thanks, Tom. Alrighty.
Every single woman in Alabama, Greg, is gorgeous and brilliant.
And, yes, there's a very good chance that Joey will get before the weekend is over. Now, Barbara.
Oh, my.
Hey, Greg, how are you? Y'all are playing some great stuff today. I love the one about buying the cow. That was hysterical.
Yeah. Oh, we had a request for the silly...
Bouncy.
Is that in the liners category?
Yeah, but I might have to find it for you because you can't just spell it out.
What am I, because I'm too old?
No, because you can't spell it out. My category doesn't freaking work. You got to click over. It's in like several tranches.
Guess what I just found?
Bouncy?
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. I want to hear Norm McDonald.
Oh, we haven't played Norm all afternoon. What would you like to hear by Norm?
I want to hear Germany. I like that one better than old Harold Delaney. And also, I would like my name in. I want a platter of Screaming Eagle Wings myself. myself.
All right. Mm. Young Joey, please enter Barbara's name into the drawing. And Barbara?
6'9", right?
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Man. Good job, Joey. War Eagle again.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. And
by the way, speaking of War Eagle, the Auburn-Tennessee game is our Duncan and Son Predict-a-Thon game of the week. We have not had a winner this entire season. First time ever.
Damn.
So Don has put a six-pack of the works on the line. In other words, you win. If you're the first person to post the correct score, the exact outcome of the game, you'll win the works. And you can use them yourself. If you own a business and have vehicles, you can use them for that. Or you can hand them out to your friends as Christmas gifts, whatever you want to do. But you can't win unless you go to my Facebook page and vote. Just scroll down to find the Auburn, the War Eagle logo. And good luck.
War Eagle!
As Mommy the Swami says.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national...